This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, our sister Salem Media Group stations across the country, as well as leading independent stations. And we are a nationally syndicated show, heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security, as well as the construction workers and all those convenience store clerks and the waitresses and the truck stops, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, fresh from a great adventure in her house, here's Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. By the way, it did settle down, though, right?
Oh, we think it's downstairs.
Okay. Well,
I've left it. I woke my husband up. I said, here you go, figure this out.
Okay. All right. Now, let's finish talking about what Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer came up with, competing bills to end the shutdown. First of all, I want to mention what the difference is. The Democratic proposal has already been approved in the House, and some Senate Republicans, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, have been pressing for action. That would end the shutdown now in its 32nd day, at least temporary until February the 8th. However, there's no money in there for the border wall or the border barrier. And the White House has already said that the president will not sign the legislation. Meanwhile, the president's proposal has the $5.7 billion in it for border wall funding. And it also has a provision to ban nationals of El Salvador, Guatemala, or Honduras who are under 18 years of age from eligibility for asylum unless they submit applications at a processing center somewhere in Central America long before they get anywhere near the U.S. It means they cannot apply in the U.S. if they flee their home countries due to gang violence, as many have done. Now, there is another little olive branch in there. We basically talked about this. Ann Coulter's upset about this. But if it's the way that I'm going to read it, then I don't have a problem with it. It says the bill also includes provisional 3-year work permits for young undocumented people currently enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, and those who have temporary protected status. The president had previously sought to end the program. So that's a change there. So what's going to happen, Chief?
Well, according to Schumer, Schumer was on the Senate floor yesterday and said, you know, what is going through the McConnell Senate was done without any inclusivity, is that a word?
Yeah,
with
any
of the Democrats, which is just false. So, you know, at this point, Pelosi's just dug in her heels.
Right.
She does have a few that are kind of bailing on her, and rightly so.
Yeah, there's a handful, five or six.
Yeah, but you know, we'll see where this goes. I, you know, Trump is got some stick-to-itiveness here, and Pelosi doesn't even want to talk, and Schumer, he's vacillating. So, I mean, he didn't have a whole lot of leadership that he's putting out there in the Senate side.
Now, we talked about the Israeli Defense Forces taking out some Iranian positions the other day. I think it was a day
right.
or so ago. We also have now found out that some of the casualties may, in fact, be Iranian advisors.
Well, that was the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs to be understood that I think this was in response because some kind of rocket or missile or something actually was launched.
Yeah, they dropped one right into Golan, yep. Mm-hmm.
So Israel's like, no, we're not putting up with this. So, you know, they've got amazing operatives wherever they need to be. And so then Israel went in there and into Syria and hit some Iranian targets.
Did you see that? Did you see the video of the infrared of the missile portable battery with the Syrians? I guess they were Syrians jumping out of the truck just as it was being destroyed. I mean, it was like they saw, they realized what was going on. They opened the doors, were just starting to bail out, and all of a sudden went boom, gone. So you know, all those guys went.
Well, you know, Israel is admitting that they did this, but they're not explaining anything more, and they never do. It's kind of a first that they even admitted that they hit these targets. But, you know, as I said, as the United States kind of weans itself away from the battlefield in Syria, what's going to happen here is you're going to end up with a military conflict between Israel and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's bad blood there, and there's been bad blood there going back several years to that flotilla.
Sure.
And it has, you know, it'll never get resolved, as I see it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we found out in the last 24 hours our forces have been rather busy, and the Islamic State's been rather busy, because in the northeastern part of Syria, there was an attempted Islamic State suicide car bomb attack on a convoy that was moving a force, the country's Kurdish-led forces and U.S.-led coalition advisors that were with them. Apparently, this car, they didn't do a really good job of aiming what they were hitting at, or I'm trying to hit, and the big old MRAP vehicle, which is kind of a bomb-proof vehicle to a certain sense, pushed the thing off the road before it got a chance to do much damage, and when it blew up, it didn't really do much. But hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. There were a couple of other incidents, too, in the past 24 hours. One in West Africa that's got people in Nigeria all upset, and another one in Somalia where we took out a big bunch of people, one of the largest strikes yet. Be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root will be my first guest tonight on the program. He just confirmed that he's going to be on tonight, so look forward to talking to Wayne. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want the opportunity to win a free gun today, you can go to my website. There'll be a little drop-down menu as you go to the website and click on that USCCA link, and boom, down comes the entry form to sign up to register to win the free gun. Good luck on that. But if you check out what membership does for you, what it can do for you, $474 worth of free stuff is coming your way should you become a member. So the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and boom, away you go. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
So to basically finish up what I was talking about, in northeastern Syria, there was an attempted Islamic State suicide car bomb attack. Now, one of the big MRAP vehicles was out front. I'm assuming it was the Kurdish-led forces that were leading the way here, because they apparently pushed this thing when it came at them. They apparently sideswiped it or something, drove it off the road, or it drove off the road and exploded away from the convoy. So thank God nobody was hurt when that happened, but they tried again, and unfortunately it's going to happen again and again and again, because they're there, right?
Yep.
And they want to let us know that they haven't gone anywhere.
Well, that they're not defeated. So
right.
That's the big thing.
Now, let's talk for a second about Nigeria, because raids conducted by the Islamic State's West Africa Province, ISWA, have forced thousands of civilians to flee their temporary homes in northwestern Nigeria over the past 3 days. What the heck's going on there? That's not Boko Haram, is it?
Parts of Africa are still in a conflict, and they still, you know, the Islamists want to take control. And as long as you know, those countries' leadership, like, you know, Chad or Niger or Nigeria, or as long as they are as feeble as that of the Afghan military, this is just going to be where we are. And what's particularly interesting, we've got this whole Davos conference going on where, by the way, John Kerry said that Trump ought to just step down. You know, nobody at Davos and nobody at the United Nations is caring at all about any of these, you know, jihad conflicts that are going on. I mean, they never even discuss it. So, you know, in Europe, they're perfectly happy allowing us to, you know, do the worst we can, and then everybody gets mad at the United States for being involved. So what are we supposed to do? Just let these, you know, Islamists take over? I mean,
Anyway. I'm with you. Now, one other thing here. The Associated Press is reporting that over the weekend on Saturday, the U.S. military carried out its deadliest airstrike in Somalia in many months, killing 52 of al-Shabaab's extremists after a large group mounted an attack on a Somali force unit that was somewhere in the area where they came to their aid. This was the biggest destruction of al-Shabaab militants that we had in a long, long time. So we're, you know, when they give us the opportunity, I guess we go after them. It's like whack-a-mole again.
Well, that's precisely right. You know, the history in Somalia goes back a long way, and we're not seeming to win anything there either. So I would say this Trump administration needs to have a real confab with the Pentagon and say, look, you know, we're a little bit tired of this. Whether it's Somalia, whether it's Yemen, whether it's Syria, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, why, I mean, our winning is looking like defeat here because we're not advancing. And, you know, I mean, Somalia goes back a long way. I mean, let's go back to, you know, Mogadishu and all that, you know, it's a mess.
Now, I got a question here. It just came in from Seattle, and it's John in Seattle. John, thank you very much for the question. He's listening to us up there on the Megatalk radio station. He says, Captain, please ask Denise James Baker, who was a former top FBI lawyer, appears to be in the frying pan right now. What is going on there? Are we getting the true story on that, or is there something else to this?
Well, the true story is there, and apparently the Devin Nunez committee in the House knows, because of the testimony. They have interviewed Baker. But the Democrats, now that they've got control, are kind of keeping some interesting facts from us. But, Baker had his hands all over the FISA warrant, and the FISA warrant was not just, as they said, just a small part of the application of the FISA warrant, but it was the only matter that caused it. So he admitted it. And so that clearly says that you had some rogue people on the top floor of the FBI that were doing this. Now, you know, suddenly all this has kind of left the headlines. And I'm sad that it has. I mean, we've got some real, resolutions that need to come, and somebody needs to start being honest. And that's outside of the scope of the Mueller operation.
Okay.
So we shall see. But Baker, you know, he admitted that, you know, this was, you know, who would come to him and please sign this and apply for that. This is where we are. I mean,
okay, well, we got another question just came in. This one's from Goodland, Kansas. This is from Brian, and Brian says he worked at the truck stop in Goodland, Kansas, the BP, and he loves listening to the program. And he says, the other day there was a report about North Korea. He says he's got a brother that's stationed in South Korea, that that someone had found another undisclosed North Korean missile base.
Lots of them.
Lots of them? Okay, well, he said, please explain what you know.
Oh, goodness. Very good question, and I'm happy for the question, but I'm not sure that I can answer it the way.
Well, I know there was one. I know there was one, and I'm trying to remember where the heck it was, but it was. It hadn't been mentioned before.
Well, there's certainly more than one, mm-hmm. but apparently there are 20 undeclared ballistic missiles bases operate. 20.
Good Lord.
Operating in North Korea, and there's one that's the Sino-Re missile operating base. And
yeah, that's the one.
Missiles.
Yeah.
And then the no-dog missiles are deployed at this location.
Mm-hmm.
So he's exactly right. This will clearly change the dynamic here. This was coming from a non-government agency or non-government organization, by the way, that is giving this information to the United States. It came from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. They published this information on Monday. Last November, I think they talked about the 20 missile bases. So I think they were going, getting it a little bit deeper and saying this is what is really happening here. Now, I know the United States knows this, but when you've got an outside organization that is calling it out, then, you have to kind of necessarily pay attention. If the United States wants to kind of keep this under wraps as long as these pending talks in the next summit are going on,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But
right.
The Rodong is a medium-range missile, Soviet-era Scud technology that North Korea was using since about 1990.
Now, I got one more question here. It just came in from Sandy in New York, and I wonder if it's the Sandy that I know that's in New York. She didn't say. She just says, Captain, please ask Denise about ISIS. It sounds like as if ISIS and the Taliban are alive and well in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
In Afghanistan, she's asking about.
That's right. They are absolutely alive and well. The Taliban struck a couple of locations, I think recently, yesterday maybe it came out that
mm-hmm.
I think there were as many as 60 that were killed.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're alive and well. For sure.
All righty, we've got to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Go find that cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I'm referencing to Denise. She said that somehow or another a cat got into her house, a strange cat, and her cat took off after it. Oh, well, geez, they're in the house somewhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is expected to vote Thursday on two packages on the partial government shutdown. The first will be President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for border security, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The president's proposal is one-sided, harshly partisan, and was made in bad faith.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
to reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president
ahead of federal workers.
The second vote will be on a House-passed plan to temporarily reopen the government through February 8th. The head of the FBI Agents Association, Tom O'Connor, says FBI agents are not being paid.
The failure to fund the FBI is making it more difficult for us to do our jobs to protect the people of our country from criminals and terrorists.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And I'll tell you what, the folks at National Aviation Academy are going to tell you all about it, because they are the folks with the plan, and they'll help you, and I'll tell you how they'll help you even more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, and you're just spinning your wheels waiting for something better to come along, well, here it is. You can keep the job you've got so that you don't lose the income that you're making, and you can learn to train to become an aviation maintenance tech. That is a very high-paying, in-demand job. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with the two locations they have to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And, oh, by the way, they're increasing the size of that facility because more and more people are wanting to go there to become an aviation maintenance tech. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll explain. Aviation maintenance techs start out just a basic job, $50,000, but they'll most of them will pay $60,000, $70,000, maybe even $80,000 right here in the United States. And what happens is because there is a shortage of aviation maintenance techs, they will actually hire somebody before they get their FAA certification, contingent to the fact that you graduate, you get your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech, and then you go right to work for them, and boom, you got a job, and away you go. Now, veterans, post 9/11 veterans, more than likely, your schooling will be paid 100% by the GI Bill. Now, depending on what you did pre-9/11 and whether or not you used any of your educational benefits, you may not get all of it paid for you. You may get a portion of it paid for you, but it depends on whether or not you used your benefits previously or not to go to school. And also, civilians, they have educational funding there for you. Obviously, you can apply just like everybody else does for tuition assistance. And provided you get the assistance, guess what? You can go to school there, and away you go. Now, you also get your tools, too. It's all supplied as part of the course. But check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you and schedule the tour. Take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Find out all you want to know about them. All right, let's start out with the Navy and the Marines, because they're wrestling on how to upgun their amphibious warships for high-end combat. Now, there's little or no money in the budget on these ships for the preferred solution, the vertical launch system. So this is leaving them looking for less capable but affordable upgrades, like maybe surface-to-surface missiles, TOW missiles. Something like that, so they could take out approaching warships coming at them or whatever. Now, something else, you know that the Defense Department, the Pentagon, is always looking at ways to save money. And one of the ways they're talking about doing it right now is the Defense Department could harvest significant savings by consolidating both the commissary and exchange systems into one entity. And the benefits would far exceed the costs, according to the new recommendations from a Department of Defense task force. Now, we will wait. We will see what happens, because no guarantees. You know that. And military, you ever had to go for a payday loan? I'm sure some of you have been doing that right now with the checks not there, that you've gone to AMSCOT or a company like them. That's AMSCOT's the big one here by us. To try for one of those payday loans, which is not that difficult to get. Now, the director of a federal agency has asked Congress for explicit authority to strengthen the enforcement of financial protections for service members, because once in a while, and they're supposed to ask you when you go to borrow money from these institutions, whether or not you're in the military, because a slightly different set of rules applies to you. And also, if you're a military spouse or retiree and you're affected by the shutdown, there are some options still where you can get some help. Because while soldiers, airmen, sailors, Marines are getting paid during the current government shutdown, there is an unknown number of military spouses, retirees, reserve, and Coast Guard personnel, National Guard personnel, and others working for the government agencies who are going without pay. So go to the militarytimes.com website and click on the informational link they got there that'll spell out a whole bunch of different places where you can go to seek help. Now, certain TRICARE beneficiaries who are affected by the shutdown and who pay their enrollment fees by allotment are still covered by TRICARE, even though pay is stopped, according to the Defense Health Agency officials. So don't worry about your health coverage. It's still there. And the proposed guidance right now about defense spending is in the process of a major shift, according to the federal accounting guidelines. Now, the approach now would likely make the financial statements to all but a select few individuals a lot easier to read and a lot easier to understand. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens there. By the way, the Navy, the U.S. Navy's top officer, said he urged China to follow international rules at sea to avoid confrontations and insisted Friday that ships should be able to pass safely through disputed areas of the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. We'll see how that works out, since we've been having some interesting dilemmas going on there. And there's an audit that was done recently at the U.S. Naval Academy, and a lot of problems there. Decaying walls, plumbing issues, condemned offices, and balconies that people can't go out on. So an audit has revealed that the Naval Academy is in need of some repair right quick. So we'll see how that goes along. By the way, on December 21st, the Navy's first in-class aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford, which has been plagued by technical problems and cost overruns, got the first of its 11 advanced weapons elevators, setting the tone for more positive developments in the year ahead. Now, keep in mind, the Navy's newest aircraft carrier got a long missing piece of gear back in December, helping solve a problem the Navy secretary, by the way, who bet his job on fixing the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford Wright and getting it ready to go by the end of the year. So he's on record for that. We'll see how that all plays out. Also, the Air Force, and as I told you the other day, the Associated Press reported buildings on a Florida Air Base, Tyndall Air Force Base, were damaged by an apparent tornado, according to base officials. What hadn't been destroyed before was destroyed this time, and what a shame. More damage to fix. So, there you go. Now, the U.S. Air Force is learning that wrench turners, not computer geeks, make the best cyber warriors, according to a National Guard Bureau cyber chief official who talked about this unique finding that they found out. And finally, the world's most expensive fighter jet may soon be flying what parts? Made from a 3D printer. The F-22 Raptor and their metallic 3D printing may revolutionize maintenance for the aircraft. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, calling in. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you and Don up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, listening to us and our affiliate, 1330 WLBB, Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody listening to us tonight at Fort Benning, Georgia. And we appreciate all you military men and women that chime in. We had a number of requests from Bremerton here. And right now, here is Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You're familiar with Bremerton, Washington, sir?
Bremerton, Washington. I'm not that familiar with that.
U.S. area. Navy installation and a big old submarine base up there. And they've also got a... a nuclear storage facility for some of those interesting missiles that go out of the subs.
I got one across the Long Island Sound for me here in Connecticut, too.
Yes, you do. Groton. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to talk about Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, who apparently agreed in principle anyway to bring out a couple of dueling, we'll call them dueling bills because they are different, the Democratic version and the Republican version, to open the government again. Now, the Republican version has got $5.7 billion for border wall funding in it, and the Democratic proposal doesn't. And they both open the government, and it would open it at least till February the 8th for more negotiations to try to settle the dispute that's blocked everything.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how this is and what's going to happen, how it's going to be somewhat of a compromise. It's obviously in the Senate, so I don't know if Mitch McConnell's trying to pull a fast one. What if both of them pass? What then? What? They got a compromise on the two?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of different switcheroonies in here. The Trump bill now includes a provision to ban nationals from El Salvador, Guatemala, or the Honduras who are 18 years of age, under 18 years of age from eligibility for asylum unless they submit first an application at a processing center somewhere else in Central America before they get here. They cannot, and those are the rules in place already, by the way. That means they can't apply in the U.S. They cannot, and if they flee their home countries due to gang violence, as many have done, and they come to the U.S., they'll get deported because they didn't do it right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always thought was supposed to be the case. You're supposed to show up at a consulate somewhere. Even in Mexico, there's quite a few.
Yep.
You'd have to show up there and you know, fill out the proper paperwork, but nobody's actually following the rule of law.
And then wait your turn. You just don't keep coming. And by the way, as we speak, there are two more large caravans headed into Mexico. And they don't look like they're going to stop to take any of the jobs that Mexico's offering. They look like they're just moving on towards the U.S. border.
Yeah, and the people of Mexico are none too happy about this as well. Again, you know, this is the rules. All you need to do is to get in and then turn yourself into Border Patrol. They keep you for a period of time, then they let you go. And once you're let go, good luck. Good luck to people showing up again for their court date.
Yeah, exactly, because you'll never see them again. Because I understand it's about 90% do not show up. It may be higher.
Again, you know, if these people couldn't get jobs, if they couldn't find places to stay, if they weren't able to get government assistance and handouts, they wouldn't be coming here. It's just that simple.
Now, one of the other things that was done was the president apparently tossed an olive branch in the direction of the Democrats, because the bill also includes a provisional 3-year work permit for young undocumented people currently enrolled in DACA. Now, those also who have temporary protected status, Donald Trump had sought and previously to end both programs, but not only is he going to keep them, he's going to give them a little bit of an extension to try to throw a little bait out there. What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought that was pretty much rejected by Pelosi. Said that was a bit of a non-starter, so I don't know how far that's going to go. Right now, it's you know, basically it's still a bit of a game of chicken seems to be going on. And who's going to blink first?
Yeah. Now, money-wise, I was just sitting here and I was looking at the futures. I just updated my screen and I was looking at the futures. And I don't know if it has to do with the anticipation of maybe the government opening again or not. But even though it's not a big increase, right now everything's green. And I do mean all the preliminary market numbers are green right now.
Yeah, I haven't really taken that deep of a look into what's going on. It could be because there was a bit of a sell-off yesterday, came back a little bit towards the end of the day. There were some rumors going on in regards to some of the trade talks breaking down with China, which was refuted later on. So I don't know if it was a bit of a bounce back with that, but also some concerns about what's going to happen because the global economy is slowing down.
Yeah, and I know the market was basically down, what, about 300 points, the Dow?
Yes.
Yesterday? Okay.
Yeah.
But, and we'll just see what happens because it goes up, it goes down. Now, I will tell you that there's a Gallup poll that was also done in the last couple of days. Americans now are becoming a little bit more pessimistic about the economy. They're still hopeful, but they're not quite as positive about the way things are as they were before.
Well, again, this is, you know, has to do with what they're reading in the news and seeing on television all the time. You know, people continue to tell you that things are going bad and there's a recession on the way and what a government shutdown is going to do to the economy. Then, of course, you're going to be a little bit less confident. I mean, if you're an athlete and everyone keeps telling you that you're not very good and you're going to get killed by this team and you don't have a shot and on and on and on and on and on, you might lose a little bit of confidence there. Some might not, but some will.
Now, I've been hearing bits and pieces about the housing industry starting to fall back a little bit, and some people have used the word collapse. But then there's this headline I'm looking at that says, Bank of America, quote, do not believe hype of housing collapse.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any sort of housing collapse.
Well, they're building everywhere down here.
I mean, there's a retrenchment here and there. The housing market is, I always, and I've talked about this for a long time, it is a local issue. It's not a national one. They like to nationalize this. We're a big country. There's certain areas of the country that are doing better than other areas of the country. There's certain areas of the country where people are migrating to, and then there's certain areas of the country where people are emigrating from. That is just the way it is. To kind of encapsulate the whole thing is impossible. The December numbers obviously weren't that great, but you got to take a look at what's going on in the markets at that point in time. You know, people may have started been a little bit skittish about doing anything. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs, but we're not at a point in time where we were back in 2008, 2009, where people were overextended and owning way too many homes or a home that they couldn't afford.
By the way, Larry Kudlow, who's the president's cheerleader when it comes to the economy, said that the growth will snap back after the shutdown ends.
I think he's primarily talking about any the proposed hit to GDP that we're supposed to be taking because of the shutdown. Everybody, the growth's going to come back. Everybody's going to end up getting their paycheck. That money's going to now start recirculating through the economy. And, it's not a big deal. The whole gloom and doom bit is just not working out. I mean, most people don't even recognize, don't feel it at all, what's going on with this government shutdown. And that's the exact opposite of what everybody was told.
Now, I was in a gun shop yesterday. I stopped by just to take a look at a couple things because I saw some specials they were having, and it was like, you know, they sounded like they were too good to be true. And I went in to see if they were actually doing what they said they were going to do. And not only were they doing what they said they were going to do, gun prices had dropped dramatically, but the salesperson that was there and the manager of the store that I was in, it was one of the big box gun stores, it wasn't a little one, he said that, the gun industry right now is, the sales are down because of everything that's going on here, and some of these smaller companies are just, you know, buy one, get one, half price off this and that, because they're trying to, you know, keep the guns moving.
I'm not too familiar with that, with the industry. You know, usually it pops up when there's threats of people or the government taking guns away, or there being an issue with gun sales. I know we got a Supreme Court case coming in regards to
New York.
Yeah, it has to do with transporting
right
guns and having them, you know, go through the city of New York and
well,
have them be transported.
It's
if I'm not mistaken.
It's people that have legitimate concealed carry permits and they're traveling across New York City, like on I-80, the crosstown and all that, and they get caught with a gun in their vehicle. They're in New York City, and now they're in violation of New York City law.
Yeah, it's a year in jail, mandatory.
Yeah, all right. Well, got to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check out more about him at the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, Chris Markowski. And check your local station's times to find out what time he's on there, because he's on at different times around the country. And I'll be right back with more. Colonel Jim Warshuk with the Colonel's Corner coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.